AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Authorities in Arizona say they don't have a suspect or a person of interest in the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie, the 84-year-old mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie. Heath Jenke with the FBI says they want to keep up a flow of communication with whomever wrote a ransom letter.
If someone has Nancy and is demanding the ransom, that there is communication with the family. We talked about there has been no proof of life. And there was no other demands within that letter. So they're still waiting for communication.
Sheriff Chris Nano says some DNA testing is in.
Blood on the porch, that was one we did. It came back to Nancy. That's what we know. But there's still more items that have been submitted. We just haven't got them back yet.
Nano says right now they think Nancy Guthrie is out there. They want her home. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt was asked about former Trump aide Steve Bannon saying ICE agents could surround polling stations during the midterm elections.
I can't guarantee that an ICE agent won't be around a polling location in November. I mean, that's frankly a very silly hypothetical question. But what I can tell you is I haven't heard the president discuss any formal plans to put ICE outside of polling locations. It's a disingenuous question.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune is warning the Department of Homeland Security will shut down next week if Democrats don't work with Republicans and the White House. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this is a gut check for Congress. Democrats are pressing for changes at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency and other agencies in the wake of the fatal shootings of two protesters in Minneapolis last month. The Democratic congressional leaders have come out with an expanded list of detailed proposals. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A key nuclear pact between the U.S. and Russia has expired.
That means this is the first time in 50 years that there are no caps on atomic arsenals between the two nations, sparking fears of a nuclear arms race. Russian President Vladimir Putin has expressed readiness to stick to the treaty's limits for another year if the U.S. agreed. President Trump has been non-committal, saying that he wants China to be a part of it, a push that Beijing has rebuffed. China's foreign ministry spokesperson, Lin Jian, told a news conference that China would not participate in the treaty because China's nuclear forces were not at all on the same scale as Russia and the U.S. He also said China calls on the U.S. to resume nuclear dialogue with Russia soon and to positively respond to Putin's suggestion of an extension. I'm Karen Shamas.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.